Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, how's it feel to be here, to get the call that you're coming?
Pretty amazing. Pretty special. Yeah. Sharing it with my friends and family today has been a special moment. And I'm really excited to be here and help in any way that I can.
When and how did the call come?
Found out late last night on the phone. I've been home for 2 days and got a call just before 11. And it said pretty much pack your bags and come to Pittsburgh. So I had a short little drive over this morning and just got here, got a bite to eat and headed over.
Have they told you at any point, hey, stay ready just in case if something comes up?
It was alluded to a little bit, but otherwise not really. I threw the last game of the season in AAA and pretty much just, you know, said my goodbyes to my teammates, my coaches, thanked everybody and got on the road and got home. And I had had some end of the year kind of workouts and assessment plans, so I was thrown anyway the last couple days threw alone into a fence on a public tennis court yesterday, just to feel good. That was before I knew, and found out last night.
You were on a pretty good stretch at AAA this year. Have you had a chance to really look back and kind of process all that that went down this season?
Yeah, you know, typically I had a 9-hour drive home after that last game, and I've had a couple drives after the minor league seasons have ended the last couple years, and it's a good reflection time. I make a couple calls to, you know, some family and friends, but otherwise when it's long, you know, a little music or, you know, just some silence to think back. And usually I take, a week to kind of reflect on how the year went and, start my plan of how I'm going to attack the off season. And, that kind of got interrupted last night. Would have been in these next couple days here where I started jotting down, a concrete outline of what I wanted to do and accomplish. And, I'm glad that it did get interrupted.
At what point in the season did it enter your mind that a call up in September could be in the cards?
I made a decision when I got into pro ball that I wasn't going to focus on things I couldn't control. And, that's just how I've had to approach it for myself and my career and really just focus on each and every day. And, you know, it sounds cliche, but for me, it's been a process that's worked really well. And whether that's, a start day, moving into my post-day lift and workout, into a bullpen, there's always something for me to accomplish each day. And, this game it's a crazy game and so much is out of your control. And I've found that just focusing on what it is that I can control is hugely beneficial. So I knew I'd been throwing well. Obviously the ultimate goal is to get here and impact this Pittsburgh team in any way that I can. And, you always know that's a possibility, but other than that, I really just tried to focus on my teammates in Indy, learn, get better. I was really grateful to get called up, halfway through the season and be there. And, I'm even more grateful now.
James, what is it that put you in this position just to have the year you had and end up in a big league clubhouse on a big league roster?
Yeah. I missed some time, a good amount of time in college and before pro ball. And, I think getting into pro ball and just pitching again and just adjusting to the 5-day, getting on that schedule and learning what pro ball is really like and going through those situations, what it takes on, the toll on your body, on your mind, the type of focus, in pro ball, you don't know what it's like to have guys on second and third with the game on the line and nobody out until you're in that situation. And I've been in that situation. I've failed in that situation. And then I just always try to know that when it happens again, that I'm going to be better for it. And I think just that paired with just starting to become more consistent has really helped my execution this year.
With all the driving you've done, have you had a chance to reflect on how far away you were with those injuries in college and now you're in a big league clubhouse?
Yeah. I have, my journey has been unique. It's been special to me. I think growing up, you know, I always had this idea of what I thought my career was going to be, and, you know, it didn't turn out like that. But I wouldn't trade, you know, anything that I've been through, particularly the injuries, you know, when I was younger, because I really do believe that those things changed my career, made me, you know, just a stronger player, but a stronger person, and the things that I had to go through physically and mentally. I know for certain I wouldn't be where I am today without having gone through it. So they were trying and tough times, but I'm grateful for them.
Just a quick thumbnail, James. What are you talking about? What did you go through?
I had my freshman year of college, I had a leg injury where I missed about 6 weeks. And then my sophomore year, I pitched the first 4 weeks of the season, and then needed elbow surgery. I had Tommy John, but I had my injury in March, 4 weeks into the season, and then just due to the timing of the surgery, missed the rest of that season, had surgery in May, and then with the timeline, missed the following year as well.
Gotcha.
And was fortunate enough that the Pirates, after missing that much time, took a chance on me in that draft after my junior year, and been, you know, grateful to be a part of this organization ever since.
What do you attribute your diligence? I mean, a lot of guys, you know, maybe wouldn't have stuck it out like you did.
I think it probably comes back to, you know, having a dream. You know, it's been my dream to, you know, play in the big leagues. It's been my dream, and it's something I've always worked hard towards. And I think my parents raised me to embrace adversity along the way. That adversity wasn't the end of a road, but it was a new beginning. As long as, you know, with perspective, you approach it the right way. So I think in trying to approach things like that, you know, I've been able to turn them into a positive for me.
So the thrown against the fence thing, what did you have, like a bag of balls?
No, just one. Yeah.
Just throw it.
It's rolling,
down
it's
and
rolling
it.
Right back to me.
Nice 3-hour game of catch, huh?
I spent last offseason in Washington, D.C., which is where I was and am still planning on spending this offseason. And like I said, I was there for 2 days. And when I didn't have a throwing partner, which was often the case last offseason, I either did it at the gym that I trained at against a wall, or if I wasn't training that day in the gym, fence with a local park. In the offseason, I'll bring a couple balls, but yesterday I only had the one. It doesn't sound as bad as it was. It's almost a little therapeutic.
What were some of the reactions you got when you told your girlfriend, told your parents?
Just ecstatic, very happy for me. That's certainly been the most special moment. You know, I got the call, I was with my girlfriend, sharing that with her, calling my mom, calling my dad, we're both in California. I had already told them I was going to bed, so, you know, their first question is everything okay? Mm-hmm. And then calling some very close friends, and you know, hearing from family and friends all throughout the day today, it's obviously tough to keep up with some of the calls and the text messages, and that's a special feeling. And you know, today's still happening for me, but I know it's already one that I'm not going to forget.
Did they give you any indication on when and how you might be
No, not yet. It's been a whirlwind. I just walked in here probably half an hour ago and met some of the guys, and you know, I'm just looking forward to helping in any way I can. I'll do whatever's asked of me. I'm ready to go. My arm feels good. My body feels good. And any way that I can impact what these guys are already doing and hopefully have a positive impact is what I'm willing to do.
You didn't mind that late night phone call?
I did not mind it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. BlinDS.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.